This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arkell. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi today. On the occasion, he will also address a public program. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. Our correspondent reports that it is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. President Draupadi Murmu has said that the India-Philippines partnership is not only beneficial for the people of both countries, it is also an anchor for peace, stability and prosperity in the region. Hosting a banquet in his honour, President Murmu added that today's elevation of the bilateral ties to strategic partnership will further bolster our multifaceted cooperation. She said that India and the Philippines share a long-standing friendship which is based on civilizational contact, historical ties and common values. The president noted that the wide-ranging cooperation between the two countries encompasses sustained high-level engagement, flourishing trade and commerce, robust defense and security cooperation, including the maritime domain and development partnership. India and Philippines have agreed to elevate bilateral cooperation to the level of strategic partnership. The decision was taken during bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Philippine President Ferdinand R. Marcos Jr. in New Delhi yesterday. In joint press statement after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said India and Philippines also adopted the five-year plan of action for the period of 2025 to 2029 to guide cooperation under the elevated strategic partnership during the bilateral talks.
मैंने और राष्ट्रपति जी ने आपसी सहयोग क्षेत्रीय मुद्दों और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय परिस्थितियों पर विस्तार से बातचीत की. ये प्रसन्नता का विषय है कि हमने अपने संबंधों को स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का निर्णय लिया है. इस पार्टनरशिप के पोटेंशियल को परिणामों में परिवर्तित करने के लिए एक व्यापक एक्शन प्लान भी बनाया गया है.
The state visit of Philippines President Marcos commenced yesterday and will continue till 8th of August. This is the first visit of President Marcos to India in his official capacity. A devastating flash flood in Uttarakhand, triggered by a cloudburst in the upper catchment area of the Kheer Ganga River, caused large-scale destruction in Dharali village in Uttarkashi district. Following the cloudburst, the Kheer Ganga River swelled suddenly, resulting in widespread damage. District Magistrate Prashant Arya said, based on preliminary reports, at least four people have lost their lives and several people are reported missing. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on war footing with the help of Army, SDRF, NDRF, District Administration and other concerned teams. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Secretary of Disaster Management in the state, Vinod Kumar, said the administration remains fully alert and is providing all possible assistance to the affected citizens.
काफी बड़ी घटना घटी है और काफी नुकसान उसकी वजह से हुआ है. कई मकान और होटल पूरी तरह से ध्वस्त हो गए हैं. कई को बहुत गंभीर क्षति पहुंची है. कुछ लोगों के मृत्यु की भी सूचना है. केंद्र सरकार से हम लोगों ने एयर रेस्क्यू के लिए चिनूक हेलीकॉप्टर और MI-17 हेलीकॉप्टर मांगा है. मौसम खराब होने के कारण थोड़ी सी दिक्कत हो रही है, लेकिन हम लोगों ने ये कहा है कि जहां तक संभव हो वहां तक भेज दें. वो भेजने की कार्रवाई की जा रही है.
The National Investigation Agency conducted searches at 19 locations across Punjab in connection with the terror grenade attack on a temple in Amritsar in March this year. During the searches carried out yesterday in the border districts of Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Batala, the NIA team seized several incriminating materials, including mobiles and digital devices. The Indian Army has clarified that there has been no ceasefire violation along the line of control. The clarification came following the media reports regarding violation in the Poonch region. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Ministry of Cooperation is committed to transforming cooperatives into vibrant and successful business units. He said so far over 35,000 new cooperative societies have been formed. And that is the end of this news bulletin.